Yeah, 100%, Luke. I'm as good as anyone to talk about this man. I suppose I went down to WIT College with him where he first blossomed, started getting on the Fitzgibbon Cups down there. And before he actually went down there, he wasn't on the Limerick under 21 team. And to become Limerick's only All-Star back in 2013 after we losing the All-Star final, winning once the final, and he just grew and grew from there. 100% a stalwart, but I think he was without a doubt a crowd favourite. Every time he got the ball, even when you were playing the field with him, you'd always hear a roar from the crowd. Bungie, as he's known, you'd either hear Willum Bungie or Richie McCarthy, and of course we knew the song, Oh Richie McCarthy, went famous there. So look, great career, great servant to the game, brilliant Limerick man, and obviously capping it off winning a county with his club this year was probably one of his highlights. But obviously, as he said in his statement there, lifting Liam McCarthy was his greatest memory on Hill 16. And look, he finished with 2 months of titles and they won the league, All-Ireland. He won it all for a finish, and we wish him the best in his retirement.
Yeah, Jim Bob, talking about, I suppose, his accomplishments, and obviously, as you said, you knew him off the field and on it, and obviously were a teammate, obviously landed that Munster success as well with him and league success. I suppose from getting into the 21s team, from when he broke into the senior setup from 2011 to winning that All-Star in 2013, and then to be able to kind of adapt his game and stay in with the panel up until obviously last year, what separated him on the pitch that led to that All-Star, that led to that longevity as well in the game?
Yeah, I suppose any player that plays at any grade in any sport will tell you it's about finding your place. And I don't know, do people remember back in 2011, he was actually up wing forward and he was taking the frees for Limerick there for a while. And I suppose he looked, when they put him back full back, he just looked an awful lot more comfortable back there. And look, Richie McCarthy had a lot of assets. He was deceptively quick. He had good touch, good strike of the ball. But his best asset was his reading of the game. And I'm not that I ever played it too much, but if you ever see a full back that can read a game is very dangerous to play against, because no matter whether you're giving the ball in left or right to the corner forward into space, whatever, if the ball broke, he was reading the play and he was always around the break. He was reading the game well. And even when he was marking the likes of Patrick Horgan and top-class forwards, he marked Joe Kenning a couple of times, he was always out in front of the ball, and it was his reading of the game that made him a great player and a great full-back. He just had all them requirements to be an inter-county full-back, and very intelligent with the ball also. So I think he grew into that position. I think he actually learned to deal with the crowd and in the terraces roaring, and I think he learned to love that. That's what made him a good fullback.
I suppose knowing him so long, it must have been very special to share that Munster title win with him.
Yeah, sure. Look, as I said, we actually were blowing WIT together for 4 years, and we lived together there for 4 years with a couple of other lads around. And I suppose that's when the two of our careers kind of got going, was blowing WIT. We have a lot to thank that college for. And of course, we were in the All-Ireland Minor Final in 2005 as well, where he was actually only a sub. And I've often talking to young lads about development in sport and how to stick at it. He was a sub. He was a sub in the All-Ireland Minor Final, and then in 2013, he was an All-Star hurler. So it's a great success story. He won a lot of things in between. Won an All-Ireland with his club, junior hurling as well. So he's definitely an inspiration. I often mention him to kids how your career can blossom, that you have to stick with it and persevere. Mightn't have been the most talented underage hurler, found it hard to make squads, but he stuck with it. And the man who played alongside him for a couple of years, Sean Finn, is the same story. So if you stick at anything long enough and you work hard enough at it, you'll achieve what he wanted to achieve. And you see by his statement there, he's very happy with his career. And as I said already, we wish him the best in the future with whatever he does in sport and in life.
Yeah, Jim Bob, I suppose obviously as well, the week prior to this, Paul Brown announced his retirement as well. And another experienced member of the panel. So you have two, I suppose, very experienced players, and you'd imagine great influences to have in the dressing room, particularly with such a young squad. That experience and maybe the level heads on and off the pitch, you'd think that would be a big loss to I suppose, the setup in total.
Yeah, I think when you lose two guys like Paul and Richie, and we'll talk about Paul in a minute, but we said they're guys that had over 10 years service there. Any time you lose that kind of experience out of a dressing room, it does leave a hole and leaves a gap. But look, that such is life. Fellas get old. Fellas, the hunger goes, and fellas retire. So it'll just be up to other fellas in their mid-20s there to step up to the mark. And this is just the evolution of any team moving forward. And there's plenty of guys in there that can move into these leadership roles. And like, even though these young lads are young, look at the experience they've had. Look at the success they've had already. So, look, the two boys were massive leaders in there, good speakers. They knew what it takes. They drove the lads on. But yeah, the two boys will know full well that there's 20 lads there that will step up to the mark and fill them leadership roles. And I suppose just management giving different people different roles and maybe looking around to see who the mature guys are. And like, even though they're young, it's still nearly 2 seasons ago since they won in All-Ireland. So they'll bring that experience into the dressing room again. And look, there's 20 lads there like Declan Hannan and Nicky Quaid, and you still have a couple of elder guys there with good solid heads in them to move the team forward.
Yeah, you said we'd talk a bit about Paul Brown, just to move on to that. Obviously, slightly older news, but still a massive loss. And look, he had that heartbreak back in 2018 when he got the cruciate injury, but stuck with the panel and was a level head there and was helping out behind the scenes as well. Probably had more to give, Jim Bob, but it's the injury was telling as well.
Yeah, look, I suppose from Paul's point of view, and he knows himself, he just got injured at the wrong time. As you said, he'd done everything he possibly could to stay helping the team. He was kind of involved at stats. He was involved on the sideline. He's involved with LIT, Sports Development Officer, and he's inside with us at the moment, the Limerick 20s as a selector. So, look, his love and pride and passion for Limerick hurling is evident to see. He's always around the place. He always gave it his all when he was played. Very solid guy. All I've been hearing since he retired back, and everyone's saying how nice a guy he was, how he gave it his all. Very intelligent player. Again, going to be a massive loss for the dressing room, as we just spoke about. But look, we wish Paul the very best of luck as well. He's back playing for Brough there. He was back training with Limerick, so the cruciate injury, he kind of came over it. Look, the one thing I would say about Richie and Paul is they have a lot of it done. And when you have a lot of it done, maybe the bit of hunger wasn't there anymore, especially the fact that they've won every cup there, albeit in the recent years. They've the league, Munster Championship, All-Ireland, all won it in the kind of one calendar year, we'll say. So when the hunger goes and you're just not mentally prepared for another winter of running and things like that, you know yourself when it's time to go. And look, we wish Paul the very best of luck again. As I said, he's in with the Limerick 20s there, so straight away he went from retirement back in to give a bit of service back to Limerick, so that has to be admired. And look, Paul and Richie, two solid guys, two lovely guys, and we just wish him the best.